Before Mincha, one should not start a meal or take a haircut and some other things. Discussion, which Mincha are we talking about? The Tava brings the most machmir opinion, which means from Mincha Gzoila, from Hatzos, we have to have a Kormos Gzoila. One is not allowed to start a meal or go to have a haircut before it happens Mincha. The Ramah says that Suda Ktan is Mutter, and the only thing that's also is a Suda Gzoila, like the suit, a marriage, a wedding, or this mitzvah. Now, according to that, it comes out that also taking a haircut, a regular haircut, not a real fancy one, it takes a lot of time. It's also starting off with a mitzvah gzoila. Yeah. So, once again, the first opinion is saying, we're talking about starting off with a gzoila. Starting a meal or a regular haircut up till 9 hours of the day. The first opinion in the Ramah permits. There's a more lenient opinion that says, even let us start digging through the Bismillah through the even before Mincha, if it's Mincha Gedolah. There's another opinion, the Yishayim, that says that if it's a Suda Ketana, that's permitted even at some of the Mincha Ketana. It says that the Minig is, the Ramah says, Minig is to make it like both Tvaras, which basically is, if it's up to 9 hours in the day, you could start it for a big meal, like a wedding meal, or a Bismillah meal. After that point of time, those type of meals cannot start, but it's a Suda Ketana, you can start. Maybe the reason is because in those days they would call people to come to daven, they'd have to remind them. So you always have to make it before that goes to. But if she doesn't touch him, we go to shul, and can't rely on it. It's good. So there is an Indian, if you want to take a haircut, if it's after Mincha Ketana, it's after 9 hours of the day, you should first daven before you take the haircut.